It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. Tim has the day off today. KSL News time is 8:30. It is 23 degrees.
No crashes I-15 or I-80. I'm Eric Butler.
KSL's top story this hour. Utah's congressional delegation is organizing a fundraising campaign for the Georgia Senate race. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us with the story. John?
Yeah, Amanda. Representative Chris Stewart and his team appear to be leading the fundraising charge with a virtual event set for next month.
If you donate, I will match up to $10,000 together. We can make a difference. None of us will keep a penny of this. This is all going to Georgia, to these critical races.
According to the Stewart team, Mike Lee, John Curtis, Rob Bishop, Burgess Owens, and Blake Moore will all take part in the joint event while Senator Mitt Romney is not confirmed. Both Senate races in Georgia are headed for a January 5th runoff election with control of the U.S. Senate at stake. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The South Summit School District is hoping an extra week of remote learning after Thanksgiving and another after Christmas will help keep COVID-19 cases down in their schools. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas reports.
The South Summit District hasn't yet reached the level of cases in its schools that would require a shift to remote learning, but the Park Record reports administrators added the extra week just in case students or staff have been exposed during the holidays. So schools will be on remote learning starting next Monday. Students will come back to class on December 7th. After Christmas, remote learning starts January 4th. They'll be back in school on the 11th. The Summit County Health Department says it supports that decision. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. National medical experts say the idea of doing a personal quarantine if you attended a large Thanksgiving gathering is a good idea. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Imran Ali says it would help protect others from potential spread.
When they are coming from holiday gatherings, what we want to do is we want to encourage people to stay at home for 14 days if they're not able to get any testing done.
Dr. Ali says if you can get a test 7 days after your get-together and it's negative, you should be good to go. Hospitals around the country are bracing for a flood of new patients 2 or 3 weeks from now. Several international airlines may soon require passengers to get the coronavirus vaccine before they get on a plane. Qantas CEO Alan Joyce told the Australian Channel 9 news program A Current Affair it would help stop another outbreak.
Certainly for international visitors coming out and people leaving the country, we think that's a necessity.
But several people are pushing back on social media, wondering why they'd need a vaccination against a virus with a, quote, very low death rate. Have you gotten an offer to be paid to be part of a coronavirus vaccine clinical trial? KSL-TV's Jeannie Wimmer reports it could be a scam.
If you haven't inquired about a clinical trial and you get a message about one, officials say delete it. Real clinical trials will not reach out to you. To find out if a clinical trial is real, you can go to clinicaltrials.gov.
The Better Business Bureau says they're expecting these scams to increase right along with the increasing number of COVID-19 cases. The German government is preparing to roll out a nationwide coronavirus vaccine program as it became the latest country to hit the milestone of 1 million confirmed cases. The efforts involve special freezers capable of keeping one of the leading vaccine candidates colder than Antarctica, building dedicated vaccine centers, and finding enough staff to administer the shots. German officials have said the country hopes to secure up to 300 million doses if all vaccines being developed make it to market. The Salvation Army is taking its Red Kettle donation campaign online for the first time ever. National Commander Commissioner Kenneth Hodder says the pandemic is hurting collection this year.
In a normal year, our Christmas Kettle campaign would raise about $126 million. Our current projection is that we will see a 50% decline in that figure. So we're trying to find ways by which we can find the missing $60 million.
People looking to help the Red Kettle campaign can learn more at rescuechristmas.org. KSL weather with Grant Wayman. The clouds cleared out overnight, leaving us with some chilly temperatures this morning, with some places in the lower 20s. Highs today along the Wasatch Front topping out in the upper 30s.
Looking ahead to the beginning of the new month, December's on its way, and it looks like no stormy weather in sight for right now. Just dry weather extending all the way into the first of next week, and at this point, looking like it extends all the way into late next week.
For the weekend, Grant says high temperatures will be in the mid-40s with upper 40s by Monday.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.